G20 Bulletin, with information on the group that is the main forum for international cooperation under the presidency of Brazil.
In 2024, over 2 million workers will be actively seeking jobs as projected by the International Labour Organization's World Employment and Social Outlook report. The study emphasizes that although unemployment rates have decreased since the COVID-19 pandemic, wages have declined in the majority of the G20 countries. Mayra Lacerda y Silva, the coordinator of the G20 Employment Working Group and responsible for international technical cooperation at the Ministry of Labour and Employment of Brazil, assesses that the depicted scenario in the report mirrors both the global crisis and structural imbalances within the labor market.
Nunca houve equidade de gênero no mercado.
She says gender equality has historically been absent in labor market. Moreover, the most vulnerable populations often endure the greatest impact of climate and economic crisis. The report identifies these fundamental issues, emphasizing that they cannot be swiftly resolved and advising governments to intensify their efforts in addressing these challenges. In 2023, the count of workers engaged in the informal economy surpassed 2 million. Currently, more than 241 million workers live in households with a per capita income of less than $2.15 per day. In response to these challenges, the G20 Employment Working Group, a component of the G20 Sherpa Track, endeavors to formulate initiatives aimed at generating high-quality employment opportunities. The objective is to foster social inclusion as a means to eliminate poverty. Coordinator Mayra Lacerda y Silva elaborates that the group's agenda is in harmony with the findings detailed in the International Labour Organization's report. She says the objective at hand is to contemplate policies that go beyond merely aiming for an uptick in the employment rate. Instead, policies should actively promote the creation of quality jobs, which are crucial for fostering inclusion and alleviating poverty. The working group is coordinated by the Ministry of Labor and Employment during Brazil's presidency of the G20. This is Enrique Villamil reporting from the G20 newsroom in Brasilia.
G20 Bulletin, a partnership between G20 Brazil and the National Radio Network. For more information, visit g20.org.